This programming is sponsored by the Dan L. Duncan Comprehensive Cancer Care Center at Baylor St. Luke's Medical Center, offering comprehensive cancer care that is compassionate, personalized, and driven by clinical research. More at stlukeshealth.org/cancer.
This is from Washington.
Live from News 88.7 in Houston, I'm Gail DeLauder. Governor Greg Abbott was in Houston this afternoon to mark his latest endorsement for re-election. This one comes from the Houston Police Officers Union. Let's go live to News 88.7 politics reporter Andrew Schnatter, who's at the event. And Andrew, what did the governor have to say?
Gail, Governor Abbott used most of the event to highlight his record of support for Texas law enforcement over the course of his career. He pointed to recent policy achievements such as mandatory bail denial for people charged with some of the most violent felonies and the state's cooperation with ICE under President Trump. He made no reference to the alleged killing of a driver in Minneapolis by an ICE agent, though he did refer to Minneapolis as one of several cities he said had failed to stand behind their police. Looking forward, he spoke about creating a state prosecutor who could bring charges against alleged criminals if district attorneys fail to do so in sufficient time. And Gail, he reported his intent to spend some of his large campaign war chest to elect Republicans to positions now held by Democrats in Harris County.
That's News 88.7's Andrew Schnatter live at the Houston Police Officers Union. Harris County commissioners have appointed an interim county attorney. It comes after several months of delays in the process. Deputy County Attorney Jonathan Fombon will serve as the county's interim chief legal advisor.
I see the county attorney's job as being a practical partner to this court, helping you understand the legal landscape, finding solutions to legal problems, raising issues when we need to, and staying out of the way when we don't.
Fombon's appointment comes after former county attorney Christian Menefee announced he was running for Houston's 18th congressional district. Houston police have released surveillance photos of two suspects wanted for a deadly shooting on a Metro bus. A woman was killed yesterday in West Houston when a suspect opened fire aboard a bus near Walnut Bend in Richmond. Cloudy skies this evening, breezy, patchy fog, overnight low around 70 degrees. Chance of rain on Friday. I'm Gail DeLauder, News 88.